1365. The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network. Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Precious Minutes. There was a song, Precious Moments, but we'll talk about Precious Minutes. And we're going to talk about a Goldilocks. Remember the Goldilocks? Well, there is a Goldilocks war. Russia and China are working together, as we know. Well, their trade has smashed a new record. It jumped by 32% in 1 year. Compared to last year, the critical section of the mega natural gas pipeline between Russia and China has been completed. So you blow up Nord Stream 1 pipeline, Nord Stream 2, no problem. We'll send it to China. This is going to allow the Russian natural gas to be transported to China's eastern economic powerhouse, Shanghai. This is the way in which Xi Jinping is going to draw the Asian sisters into the web. And China has just become stronger. Manufacturing, China is going to continue to manufacture, but that what is created, what is manufactured, is going to go to the Asian sisters. There's a whole, it's going to go from your smartphones, that technology, that is going to go and stay in Asia. We will get, what are we going to get? I don't even think we'll get bolts or nuts. It was revealed that Russia is going to provide oil, gasoline, and diesel also to Pakistan at a discounted price under the terms of a new agreement. Despite American attempts to strangle the Russian economy, data on the U.S.-Russia trade deficit shows that in September, the U.S. imported $332.1 million worth of goods from Russia. But in October, it imported $732 million. So America and Russia are working together in spite of what's going on in Ukraine. The imports from $332 million to $732 million in goods, a $400 million increase. If America can't get it from China, well, she's going to get it from Russia. By the end of April 2023, I talked about this yesterday, the Russian banks are going to create a replacement for Apple and Google Pay. Now, there's an American-educated Russian geopolitical expert, Dmitry Orlov. He was an eyewitness to the collapse of the former Soviet Union, who in 2013 released his treatise, The Five Stages of Collapse, Survivor's Toolkit, wherein he documented the history of previous empire collapses and the stages they go through before self-destructing. 2019, it saw Orlov releasing his 2017 open letter, Military Defeat as a Financial Collapse Trigger. And he noted the looming American military defeat in Afghanistan, catapulting off of that. he assessed, the function of the United States military is to intimidate other countries into letting the United States buy whatever it wants by printing U.S. dollars as needed. Once their ability to intimidate the world into submission is gone, all that will remain of the richest country in the world is a pile of worthless paper. Then last week, about a week ago, 6 days ago, Dmitry Orlov released another open letter, The Goldilocks War. The Goldilocks War. And his observation about Ukraine, what's going on in Ukraine. The goal is to rearrange the Russian society, economy, and financial system so as to prepare it for a de-Westernized future. A de-Westernized future. Documents show how socialist Western colonial sanctions are actually destroying their own airline production and other industries while Russia's continue to expand. He also said that Putin likes to use the expression soprap, that's a Russian word, soprap, to describe this process. It's hard to translate directly, but pertains to the act of a cat snatching a prey in its claws. And he said, what Russia is doing at this point is destroying NATO. Julius Caesar pointed out, lots of people are willing to kill for money, but no one wants to die for money, except an idiot. No one wants to... A lot of people are willing to kill for money, but nobody wants to die for money, except the idiots. Julius Caesar. Wow. Now, when we get back, we have to continue with what's happening in that crucible of madness, in that crucible, that satanic crucible where millions of lives are being lost. Rick Rodriguez will be right back.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven to stop bleeding in seconds. From minor cuts to large bleeding wounds, tear open the package and pour directly into the wound, apply direct pressure, and bleeding stops in seconds. It works for people on blood thinners, doesn't sting, is hypoallergenic, and is sterile. Bleed Stop, safe in the wound. Find Bleed Stop on the KHNC website. Simply click on the Bleed Stop button at the top of the page. Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now my Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries my Kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC free. My Kind CBD. CBD as nature intended. The PE Gun Show, December 10th and 11th, will feature a firearms giveaway both Saturday and Sunday. Show location is the Premier Events Expo Center at the Greeley Mall. Food all weekend, CCW classes, and daily firearms drawings. It's the perfect way to spend the day. For more details, see PEShows.com. That's PEShows.com. See you at the show.
Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado, 1811 Hover Street, 720-680-0492. A new spa started by Steve, the Red Pill Truth Guy, and his wife, Valentina. Drop by.
We offer manicure and pedicure, facial, and more.
We have new, state-of-the-art equipment, and we use the best materials available. Yeah, give us a call, 720-680-0492. We're at 1811 Hover Street in Longmont, Colorado.
Everything very good. Just come in and try it.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
No, I never, ever think of it.
It's
with what has been happening in so many different, well, like in Ukraine, what's happening with China, the vaccines, vaccinations, the jabs, the economy, it's very difficult to grasp. You can't grasp everything at once. It's too massive. It's unimaginable, uncomprehendable. It takes a little time for things to settle, to sink in. In World War I, the American people, they knew about the war in Europe, and they were hoping they wouldn't be involved. But when that day came, it took a little while for it to sink in. Oh, your son is going to be drafted, and he's going to have to report in 21 days. Well, you hear about the conflict in Europe, but when you get the letter, your son is going to report within 21 days, that brings in a whole new, the reality is much, the gravity of that reality is different. Well, what's been happening in Ukraine is Putin basically said what I presented, that the current leadership in Kiev doesn't comprehend the matter at hand. And he said that the only real guarantor of Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity in the current borders could be Russia. It's not going to be the Azov Battalion. It's not going to be Zelensky. It could be Russia. But that would be up to the Ukrainian politicians themselves and the future politicians, of course. And doesn't matter what you talk about, you can express your desires to bring about some type of a peace, a resolution, but with Zelensky, it's not going to happen. You see, Zelensky, he's in it to the end. He doesn't have a choice. If he decides to have any talk of any type of solution to the end of this conflict, he will get the flu. And that flu is going to end his life and his political career. Now, Angela Merkel, remember Angela, the former German chancellor? Well, she made an admission. She admitted that when the Minsk peace agreements here in 2014 took place, that and it was worked out in Berlin while she was the chancellor, she said that to end the conflict was a deceptive ploy to give Ukraine valuable time to get stronger. The purpose of the peace agreement was not to bring about peace. It was a deceptive ploy. The purpose, again, to give Ukraine valuable time to get stronger. And because of that deceptive ploy, it so far has cost 400,000 Ukrainian soldiers. Russian military forces have been forced to obliterate since February 14th. Now, the foreign ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova said, "Much is being stated today about the legal assessment of the situation around Ukraine, about some tribunals and all kinds of matters. This, however, is a solid bid for a tribunal. The things that Merkel said in her interview, in this testimony, a testimony of a person who stated directly that everything that was done in 2014 and 2015, the one objective, to divert global communities' attention from the real problems, to buy some time, to pump the Kiev regime, pump them up with weapons, and to lead the situation to a large-scale conflict." You know, we have been looking and studying and talking about this how Russia was forced to occupy Ukraine for the last almost 10 months. And little incrementally, the truth comes out. This was a plan from years gone by. Yep, back in the Obama administration, yes. But it goes further into the Bush administration, junior. It went to the senior Bush administration. It goes continuing back all the way to the end of World War II. Now, the Washington has continued to fuel hostilities in Ukraine, and they're continuing. The plan is a plan that's going to end. It's not going to end, but the plans right now that they know about that are revealed, 2025. This is 2022. So another roughly 3 years. This is their objective. Remember what George Bush Jr. stated after he became president? We have just entered the new 100-year war. And remember what the Coven members, the Luciferians, said in 1999? This century would be a satanic century. So the plans are, judging by the documents, which they are not hiding from anybody any longer, is to continue this conflict until the end of 2025. Tens of billions of dollars that have been funneled into Ukraine, and there was a Democratic Party lawmaker, or some lawmakers, in the Congress. They have rejected a resolution to audit where these tens of billions of dollars are going. Where are they going? Who is receiving? Well, we know there's the butterfly effect, and then there's the boomerang effect. It goes out and digitally comes right back into the hands of the corrupt politicians that run this country. Not all of them, a majority of them. It's just the fact, you know, not conspiracy theory. Mitch McConnell, Republican. What did he get, $200,000? Who gave them that money? Well, the American government. So then Russia and the United States conducted a high-level prisoner swap at the Abu Dhabi airport in the United Arab Emirates. I really don't want to cover this, but there's something interesting in this prisoner swap. Remember the female, a basketball player, they got busted for having dope, marijuana, Brittany Griner. Well, they swapped Brittany Griner for a Russian businessman, Viktor Bout. I wonder why Viktor was so interesting. What does he know? What does Putin want to do with this guy? What is it he knows? Was Viktor Bout, was he involved with the Clintons in the selling off of all the wealth and the resources of with Ukrainian parliament? And during what history is recorded, it was called a Chicken Kiev speech. A Chicken Kiev speech. Now here's what Bush stated. I come here to tell you we support the struggle in this great country for democracy and economic reform. In Moscow, I outlined our approach. We will support those in the center and the republics who pursue freedom, democracy, and the great American way. Well, he didn't say the great American way, and apple pie, and the American flag, and baseball. He didn't say that. He just said, we will support those in the center and the republics who pursue freedom, and democracy, and economic liberty. Americans will not support those who seek independence in order to replace a far-off tyranny with a local despotism. Did he know that eventually there would be the gentleman that would be elected to, in 2014, Viktor Yanukovych? So he was talking that in the future, there's going to be someone like Viktor Yanukovych who is going to help try to free Ukraine from the tyranny of the West, was he kind of prophesying what was coming? Americans will not support those who seek independence in order to replace a far-off tyranny with a local despotism. We will not aid those who promote a suicidal nationalism based upon ethnic hatred. Well, it's amazing. Gorbachev had just told him that there are Nazis in Ukraine. Nationalism. And then Bush is saying we're not going to support those who promote this suicidal nationalism based upon ethnic hatred. Well, we are in a world of deceit, and we're going to continue to be in the deceit. Well, then, about 19 years later, what happens in Ukraine is, in 2010 actually, Viktor Yanukovych, he attempted to realign his nation toward Russia and away from the socialist West. That was stealing everything they could put their hands on. And he wins election. He's there for 4 years. But then guess what happens? The United States Department, the U.S. State Department, Victoria Nuland, we've talked about her before, and Vice President Joe Biden, at the behest of Barry Satoro, knew that they, being globalists that they are, they knew that they had to make their move. They could not, the plans of the West, this was part of World Economic Forum leader, Boris, Boris Yeltsin. I'll have to think about his name, Klaus Schwab. Klaus Schwab, they're already planning something big. We'll be right back. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
This is Mark Call, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
It is not because men have made laws that life, liberty, and property exist. On the contrary, it is because life, liberty, and property existed beforehand that men made laws in the first place. What then is law? It is the collective organization of the individual right to lawful defense and punishing injustice. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
Most people think they can't afford to invest in gold and silver. But at the Patriot Trading Group, we believe that everyone should have the opportunity to own hard assets. That's why we created our Preferred Metals program. You can get started for as little as $100 a month. Go to allamericangold.com and click on our Preferred Metals icon to learn how you can get started today. Or call us at 800-951-0592, the Patriot Trading Group, allamericangold.com.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Riley here from Saddle Up in Gilcrest, Colorado. We would like to invite you down to our small town store for all your holiday shopping. We have new and used saddles, horse tack, clothing, accessories, and more. We also offer gift certificates. We're located at 1003 Ash Street in Gilcrest, right off Highway 85 and County Road 31. You can call us at 303-772-7821 or visit us online at saddleupcolorado.net.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty. Join me on KHNC 1360 AM every weekday at 8 p.m., Saturdays at 5 to 7 p.m., and Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m.
The reason that this is, I think, extremely important to understand what is happening over there is because this gives us proof. It is the fruit of the intentions of the United States government, the fruit of the international globalist rulers. They must destroy Russia. If they cannot destroy Russia, they will not be able to destroy China. They want to destroy Russia ASAP because they must move quickly to destroy China. They have to. China is getting stronger by the day. And people may think, well, you know, we're going to talk about Russia again today. The overall picture, I give you the details, but the overall picture is what is vital for the audience, I believe, to understand. The United States is watching, and the globalist West, the senior executive service, and the apparatus of continuity of government and apparatus of terror in this country, they know that they have to, they don't have a choice. They have to make their move. That is why they put in someone that will follow orders, that has always followed orders, someone that is not does not have the personality of a leader. He has the personality of someone who obeys orders, just like Boris Johnson, like Charlie King, the King. He learned to obey orders when he was young. But these men, these individuals in Pilgrim Society who control the continuity of government in the United States of America and who have masterminded this plan with Ukraine years and years ago, they know they're running out of time now. They are watching China grow and become stronger daily. And they have to move quickly. They can't go at China because Russia is going to assist. So they have to take the weaker of the two. And I hate to say that right now, China, Russia is, in a sense, the leader. And really not as powerful as China, in spite of what is happening in Ukraine and Russia in that region. China is the beast that must be corralled, the beast that must be destroyed. Again, month by month, China is getting too powerful. And Russia, the conflict, is taking resources that could be used on China. But the strategy is we get Russia first, take them out, move in, cut off energy to China, cut off the involvement with Russia and these groups in the BRICS, in that philosophy, cut Russia out. And little by little, China will not be able to continue to grow stronger like she's doing presently. So this is the strategy. This is why what is happening in that area is so critical. Now, there is even a more important reason, because this is in Bible prophecy. Russia's in Bible prophecy. China is in Bible prophecy. The United States of America is in Bible prophecy. America, at the end, when this is done, is going to pretty much be victor, victorious, ruler to the western half of the world. And America will put a hardship on the rest of the nations of the world, but not completely. The economic system of Russia, of America right now, and the Pilgrim Society using Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum, yes, they have done a lot of damage. Their objective was to make sure that Russia would not introduce and bring about a trading system separate from the system of the United States dollar, the petrodollar. Well, since Vladimir Putin became president the first day of this century, his strategy has been perfect. Perfect. And he's still playing, he's still using the strategy. And the strategy is, has the West worried. This is why they knew that they were going to have to, by the time 2005, Putin was already making headway in Russia. First, he's president, then Medvedev comes in for a term, but they knew Medvedev didn't have the personality or the insight that Putin had. He didn't have the vision. He didn't have the historical background to know what Putin knew about Russia, her history, America, the nations around Russia. Putin, this guy, you know, he is brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. Probably one of the top 50 in his world, even higher than that, brilliant people in the world, strategists. He's not down there 100 or 200 down line. Absolutely not. This guy, I'm going to tell you something. Henry Kissinger, as a strategist, this guy is pretty sharp. He's pretty much looked into the future and saw what would happen in the world. Well, he did it for evil. He worked for the most corrupt family the world has ever known. You think the Rothschilds are corrupt? Oh, they are, definitely. Not like the employer that Kissinger worked for. No way. No, the Rockefeller family, this family, I don't think history will prove that this man and that family, that lineage, was more corrupt, more evil, more powerful than all the other dynasties. The Rothschild dynasty, as powerful as it was, the Rockefellers, John D. Rockefeller, was at the right place at the right time, and what he accomplished as an individual, what his family, his children, and great-grandchildren have accomplished is just too unbelievable. Owning a city like New York in 1889, he owns New York City. He owns the politicians exactly like, well, you know, Jesse James did Las Vegas. The big picture. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Hey folks, the Rev here. When the economy collapses, so will society. Martial law will rule, but the protectors will become the looters and thieves. The future will be merciless. Prepare yourself now. Join the Rev for the best urban survival training available today. Call KHNC 970-587-5003 to reserve a seat now. That's 970-587-5003.
Why does it seem America is slowly sinking? Whose fault is it? It's not the Obamas or the Clintons. It's not the Republicans or the Democrats. It's not corporations, the military, or foreign countries. It's the Federal Reserve, a central banking system made up of private bankers that corrupt and control virtually all aspects of the world's money supply and the economy. All of the major problems of the world can be traced back to the Federal Reserve and central banks of other countries. Hi, I'm Jason with the Patriot Trading Group. Listen to our shows at 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. Monday through Friday at 1360 KHNC, the Patriot Trading News Hour and Faking the Truth. We sell gold and silver, the best way to protect your hard-earned money. Call us at 800-951-0592 and keep those blood-sucking bankers out of your wallet.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
Hi, my name is Vince with Serenity Painting and Decorating. Since 2010, painting residential and commercial location. For a free estimate, please call Vince Rivera at 970-978-9565. Please ask about our free window cleaning after paint service. Again, 970-978-9565.
I don't want to forget where I don't want to lose my place with Vladimir Putin. Henry Kissinger, Vladimir Putin. Let's put the two side by side. Yes, Kissinger, great strategies for the Rockefeller family, great strategies for the CIA, for the intelligence agencies of the United States of America, for the military. Great, great strategies. How to go into areas and bring either coup or peace. Peace so that the multinational corporations could go into these areas and drill for oil, mine for metals, etc. That's what Kissinger did. But then you have a young man, Vladimir Putin. The same quality of individual. Kissinger was working for a family corrupt. The intention was to take over the world. And that strategy is still part of what we are witnessing today. Part of Kissinger and the Rockefeller strategy is being played out presently worldwide. There's the two legs of Pilgrim Society, one leg in London, the other leg in New York City. These two legs, these two groups, this company, this same occult system of these occult people that have sworn allegiance to Lucifer, it is their strategy being played out. It was their strategy played out to destroy Russia in 1915, 16, 17. Their strategy with World War II. They picked the individuals. The strategy to with empire, America, the strategy to make China a great industrial base. but they went a little bit too far. China woke up. Xi Jinping and the previous presidents of China, they began to think like the Westerners think, and that became a problem. It's too late now. You let the genie out of the box. It's too late. You can't put it back in. Putin, he, just like Kissinger, he also is a great strategist because he sees how everything from above, who does what, who calls what shots, what America is up to, how America worked with Klaus Schwab, the New World Order. He understands it, an omnipolar world, very clear. Now, he did all this not to take over the world, but to restore Russia to her greatness. And is that in the Bible? Yes, it is. Russia must be, in the last days before Christ returns, must be a great, powerful nation. And Vladimir Putin has made Russia that nation. This time, the United States is not going to be able to destroy Russia. This time, Russia, through Vladimir Putin's wisdom and his understanding as a capitalist, he understands capitalism. That's what he's done with the Russian people. He understands the reason for a society that fear God. A society that fears God is a society that keeps its balance in the world. A society that will be prosperous. A society that forgets God becomes a tyrant and eventually is destroyed and will go down into the trash bin of history, which is the United States of America. We have left God. That is a fact. God will never, we will never, this political world. There are two Americas. One America that leads this nation into its death. They are God haters. They hate God. They are communists, socialists, fascists, every kind of ist. You just create a name and put ist behind it. They're a corrupt ist. And they will never acknowledge God ever again. Never have they, nor will they. And that is why we have two Americas. We have one half of this nation, which is the bulk of the nation, fighting to return to what used to be in this nation. We were great. We were free. We enjoyed the best, with the luxuries of life. You know, the Bible, you know, people think, well, we shouldn't have luxuries, you know, that's sin. No, you don't know the Bible. We are to enjoy the fruits of our labor. We are to enjoy the work of our hands. We are to enjoy what we have worked hard for. God has ordered that. It's an order, whether you know it or not. It has been commanded that we enjoy what we do in life, that we can enjoy life. Not that life is misery and hardship and you just get by. No, that's not what life is. We are to enjoy the fruit of our labor, but we're to enjoy it with a moral compass. We have to have a moral compass, because if you don't have a moral compass, you'll have a lot of fruit, but you'll use it for every type of evil. On the individual side, you'll use it for filth, you'll use it for drugs, you'll use it for anything and everything that will destroy you morally and destroy your life, destroy your present, and destroy your future. But people in the Bible, it makes it clear. I mean, you've heard this before. The Bible says more about wealth than it does about anything else. God cannot give much wealth, riches, to everybody, because some people are created to be part of a system to build things. They're creative. They need to build, not just accumulate. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, will be right back.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop button.
Reasons to Own Gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at AllAmericanGold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too-big-to-fail banks even bigger, while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquint, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
So Russia is going to be great, and Russia is going to be great militarily, financially, and also politically, because Russia has a destiny to be destroyed in the Middle East. East of present-day Israel. That's her destiny. And nobody can stop that. Nobody can stop. America cannot stop Russia from being great. Russia is great. And God used an individual by the name of Vladimir Putin to make Russia great. Just like for 4 years, America was on the was set in direction to become great again. But America is not to become great, according to the Bible. America is to become a hammer that God is going to use to destroy the nations of the world. America will be a hammer or a sledgehammer. And that is the nature of what this nation has become, what the nation will the future. We will not be great as a nation anymore. We will be corrupt. We will be evil. We will bring hardship, pain, misery, death to the nations. It's in the Bible. China is in the Bible. China is, right now, Vladimir Putin is giving Russia, I'm sorry, is Vladimir Putin is giving China an opportunity to move forward in every single thing that is going to be needed for China to prepare for the great war that she's going to be involved in the Middle East, the War of Armageddon. Russia will not be in that Armageddon war. Russia will be destroyed 7+ years before China moves into that area, before Antichrist moves into that area, before the nations of the world, the armies of the world, before the Islamic armies move into that world, and there God will, it will be they will experience the wrath of God. It is the great winepress of the wrath of God Almighty. Russia won't be there. American forces will be there. All of the occult forces of the nations of the world will be there. Antichrist will be there with his Antichrist armies. Everybody that swears allegiance and takes the mark of the beast in the military, they will be there. Those that take the mark, that's a military mark. Those that worship, that's a religious mark. Those that don't take his number, they won't buy and sell. So there are three different aspects to this coming mark of the beast system, or the coming economic cashless system. Those that take the mark are military. They will be at Armageddon, and they will be crushed like grapes. That's why it's called the winepress of the wrath of God Almighty. So Putin, in his own way, is just as brilliant with strategy, I say, in my own personal observation and study and understanding the personalities of these two individuals, one extremely corrupt, Henry, the other, yes, wealthy, yes, but not evil, not in the same basket, completely different baskets. And we think that, well, so, yes, did he make a lot of money? Sure he did. We have to understand what the Bible says about great people. They have a world they have to live in, and that's what they do. They live an opulent lifestyle, a magnificent lifestyle, even if they're evil. Fortunately, we don't live in that kind of a lifestyle. We work for a living because we're honest, and that's what God called us to. Well, for today, Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHSC.com for podcasts, Monday through Friday, The Present Truth. Join me Sunday, Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry, 9 to noon.
Hey guys, Tommy with Revo Knives. Wanted to let you know that we're bringing our knives laser engraved here for 1360 KHNC. You can pick them up at 2 South Parish Avenue here in Johnstown at their radio station. They're laser engraved with their logo. We're really proud to partner with them and have our Revo knives on display, all for you guys to carry with your EDC rotation. Certainly can't underestimate the quality or the value you get for the money. Stop by and see them today, or pick one up at RevoKnives.com.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.